بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه فمنهم شقي وسعيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى reminding us about Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Allah sent messenger with the Quran so that we should know what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Al-amru wa nahi. And we should know what's halal, what's haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us time. Everyone has got a time. In that time, we must know what to do. In the day of judgment, everybody will come. Qiyamah is waiting everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you people, your duty is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day will come when no person shall speak except by Allah's permission. Some among them, among people, will be rigid and others blessed. So people will be two groups in Qiyamah. Minhum shaqiyun wa sa'id. The people are blessed with Allah Ta'ala's blessings they will get because they have been doing good in their lifetime. They worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they doing the wajibat and the sunnah, but the others were doing something different. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with them and they will be shaqiyun. So shaqiyun wa sa'id, this only two people. So it's our duty to do and get Allah Ta'ala's blessing and do whatever we have to do. There are people are doing major sin. That's why they are rigidness. They got rigid. And they're doing major sin like kufr, like hypocrisy. They are not, they're committing shirk and they got su'ul khatima. With their image and no good. They have no iman. They have no faith. They have no recognizing Allah Ta'ala's blessings. So they are getting that kind of punishment. And the other people, they are very good. They do good deeds. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed. They do salat, psalm, zakat, hajj. They believe the Quran. They believe the Prophet's messengers, the day of judgment, all arkanul iman, and they do arkanul Islam, whatever they can do. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah Ta'ala says, you believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you are supposed to fear Him, and don't die except you are Muslims. So that is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرِ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. This ayah is among the ayat of Hajj. When you're going for Hajj, you have to have some kind of, you have to prepare yourself. Yes. You have to take your provision for the journey to Hajj. But the best provision is taqwa. Because now we are on journey as well, akhirah. We're going to akhirah. So when you go to Hajj, get ready, make sure. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Make sure you can go with your wealth, with your money, with your documents, everything, get ready. And when you are going to akhirah, get ready as well. That's a very long journey waiting every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to do good. So, when you ask the people who is blessed, who is lucky, who is good, people will tell you good, bad, different answers. They, somebody may say, oh, the rich man is wealthy. And the wealthy man, the one who got so many children, the one who getting high position in the government office, the king, the queen, all this, he may say that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, al-muttaqeen, inna lil-muttaqeen mafaza, qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Those who got fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who understand their deen and practice their deen, they are the successful ones. They are the ones who are getting blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three things are always very important. Three things. The first one is shukr. Whatever we got, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And first of all, bi ni'mat al-Islam. We are Muslims. We got the deen of Islam. So we have to say Alhamdulillah. We have to do shukr. How many people, from day one to their last day, they are kuffar. They are non-Muslims. They don't know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they rejected the haqq. So the first thing we have to do shukr is the ni'matul Islam. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ni'matul afiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you health. Allah give you aql. Understanding. Allah Ta'ala give you eyes. Allah Ta'ala give you food and dress. Whatever good things you got, you have to say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, so that's shukr number one. Number two is sabr. And the third one, number three is istighfar. Always remember that three things. Don't forget. الشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى إن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لا شديد. If you do shukr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his blessings. Allah ta'ala will give you more. Allah give you barakah of what you have. ولئن كفرتم, but if you just kufr, if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إن عذابي لشديد. My punishment is very severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So it is for our own sake, our own selves to do shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say Alhamdulillah, ashukrillah. So that is very, very important. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Another ayah Allah ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. Allah will never banish you if you do shukr. So the shukr has got to one to get blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting Jannah and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to sabr, the lifetime is full of difficulties, really. Very difficult. So how you face, how you deal with it, that is the main thing. If you listen to the news, or with your own eyes, you can see what is going on here and there, different places of the world. What kind of problem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. What is the solution? What we should do? قال تعالى وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Allah says, and surely we will test you. There's a test, there's a trial during lifetime. بشيء من الخوف, something but the fear. That's a human nature. It habit comes. How many people run away from their houses? Because someone is going to kill them. Yes. How many people lost most of their family members because of bombing? Another one are killing. So the khawf is there. Even from the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salam until now, until day of judgment, that will continue. Khawf is there. Waljur and the hunger. So many places there are drought. Animals are dying. Even human beings are dying for hunger. Yeah. They can't come out of their cities. The enemy is around them. They don't have food to eat. That's very, 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 very bad situation, really. So many countries, they face like that. وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And the loss of the properties. Last year he was a very rich man, but this year he lost all his business. Yes. People living in Gaza, there were very good and rich people there, but their houses got destroyed. Most of the families died. The hunger is there. And that's not only in Gaza, it can go different places. From one year there, another year there, another year there. This is a lifetime. Every generation, they face like that. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and the farms. Yes. People, they grow something, they fruit it, then, you know, as the people get sick, the plants get sick as well. Yes. In some areas, it can happen. When disease, epidemic disease, for the trees and the plants and the fruits is coming. And the people, they lost the farming. They have no product in that yet. It can happen as well. So this is a trial, a test. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah says. Give glad tidings. Give good news to those who have got sabr. When they face such kind of calamities, and such kind of difficulties, they have to have sabr. That's why when one beloved person of your family members dies, you don't have to tear your clothes. You don't have to punch yourself. No. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un yudhi. Wa bashshir as-sabirin. Alladhina idha asabatuhum musibatun. Yes. Those when musibah, calamity affects them, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They say, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and unto Him we return. So what you got, yes, Allah gave you. So if you're lost, just have a sabr and make dua. Then inshallah, Allah will reward you. Or you will get better. You never know. You lose something, but you may get better. So only come, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim. Those have got the blessings of Allah and the mercy. And they are, those are the guided ones. Allah give them guidance because it's a time. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, when they face difficulties, they start killing, they start even having bad thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They start going into wrong direction and difficult, doing more, causing more problems to themselves. But you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, you Muslims. In the Quran it says that every generation, every prophet, every nation happened to this. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and his, if you read the story in the Quran, Tafsir al-Quran, there are so many stories. Yeah. What happened with Ashab al-Ukhdud? Ashab al-Ukhdud. Yeah. قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين الشهود. Yeah, they were burned lifetime. Yeah, they make a big ditch and they throw and alive people. Yeah, they were burned alive. Yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannah? Do you think you go to Jannah, you people, you Muslims? Do you think you go to Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلُوا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And what happened to the last people? They faced so many difficulties. That will not happen to you. Do you think like that? Without facing such things like that, you will go straight away to Jannah. No. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَى. The people before us, they were touched by the adversity. وَالضَّرَّاءِ and hardship. وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. And they were shaken with difficulties and problems until their messenger and those who believe, they say, when Allah Ta'ala's help will come. It can happen. When people face a problem, then they can't have sabr. Yes. They will say, oh, it will be better. Why Qiyamah is not coming now? This is unacceptable. We can't tolerate this. We can't live like this. Why don't Qiyamah come now? Yes. But the messengers, even though they were making dua, or Allah give us victory, or Allah Ta'ala help us, but they were facing lots of difficulty. So you Muslims, yes, that will face to you, but that happened to you. Allah inna nasrullahi qareeb. This is the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The help of Allah ta'ala will come. It's very near. Very near. Very near. You may see someone in hospital suffering cancer or other bad diseases, maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. The person may say, oh, when the help of Allah Ta'ala will come. Yes. If he dies and goes to Jannah, that's help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So good, have a good intention, have a good niyyah, make dua for yourself. Yes, because of this happening, your sins are wiped out. So you, alhamdulillah, Allah is cleaning you, so you become free of sins, and you will get mercy and the Jannah and maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala ta'ala fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Yes. Verily, along with every hardship is relief. Verily, along with every hardship is relief. The ulama explaining, they say there is one hardship with two reliefs. So one hardship cannot overcome two reliefs. So if you are difficult, if there is difficulty now, inshallah, relief will come. Things will change to better within your lifetime. Or you may go to a better place. That's why we make dua and in Salatul Jalasa that Allah Ta'ala, that our brother or sister who died, Allah give her maghfirah and jannah. Better place than they were are. Even though they were suffering a lot, but Allah Ta'ala's kindness and the Jannah and Maghfirah is there. So that is very important. The other thing we have to remember is istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar, seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and repentance. We are human beings, of course. We commit sin, whether it's major sin or minor sin, but we have to do tawbah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to tawbah, you Muslims, all of you. Yes, then you will be very successful, inshaAllah ta'ala. So the Muslims, Allah describes, say, the good Muslims, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أُولَئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. So when the Muslims, the believers, when they do a sin, major or minor sin, yes, or they wrong themselves, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Yes. Who forgives sins? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, they don't do same sin all the time. Then when they realize they have done, then they do tawbah, which means that's it. They stop there. That's it. We will see some kind of shurut of tawbah. Yes. You Muslims shouldn't do tawbah, and carry on the sin he was doing. No, that's not right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who forgives and grants Jannah and Maghfirah. Those who do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. So quickly we'll say the shurut. Shurutul tawbah. At-tarku min al-dhanb, you have to leave the dhanb, the shirk or the whatever you do, sin, major sin or minor sin, leave it. And you decide, you never do again. And if it is between you and another people, yes, you have to go back and ask them forgiveness. If you have taken something from them, just give back. That's the shurut tawbah. And make sure while you are still, your memory is there, your brain is there, do your tawbah. Because when Malak al-Maut comes and you realize it's your death time, no tawbah. The gate of tawbah is closed at that time. Yes. Like Fir'aun, what he did, you know. Twice he claimed that he's the Lord and he's the God and he is the Rabbul Alameen. Ma alimtum min ilahin ghayri, he said. Ya ayyuhal mala'u, ma alimtum min ilahin ghayri. Ana rabbukum al-a'la, he said. Last minute, when he was nearly to drown, die, he say, "Tawbah, Tawbah." Amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amaru bihi banu Israel. Yes. So, Malaika just shut his mouth and say, "It's not time for you to do Tawbah at this time. You are nearly to die." So before the death, yes, that is why everyone Muslim, before you go to bed every night, do the dua. You say, "Oh Allah, if you take my life, forgive me." Yeah. How many people, they slept night time and in the morning, yeah, a dead body is dead. Some people, they believe they are Muslims. Yes, of course, they are Muslims. Good. But they never pray Salah. They never give a sadaqah. They never go for Hajj. They never give zakat. They think by just claiming that they are Muslims is enough. Sometimes they say, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Rahma is there. Allah is, see, Qala Ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Hamim, Tanzil al-Kitab, Min Allah al-Aziz al-Alim, Ghafir al-Dhanbi, Wa Qabil al-Tawb. Shadid al-Iqab. You remember that. Allah forgives the sins, yes, and accepts the Tawbah. But remember, there is Allah Ta'ala's punishment is very severe as well. So between Raja wal Khawf, a Muslim living, hoping Allah Ta'ala's mercy and kindness, at the same time, fearing from the punishment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yeah? Is it time? No. Inshallah. So Al-Iman wal Islam, they become qalb in the heart. Al-Iman should be there. You should be believing. All about what Quran says, all about what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's true. Al-Iman. Wal-Lisan, from the mouth, you have to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wal-Jawarih, and your body as well. When you're doing your salah, you are showing your Iman is there. When you are fasting, when you're going for Hajj, so from the heart and the mouth and the body, all the body, you should be showing your Iman. Malaika will ask the people in hellfire, Ma salakakum fi saqar? Why are you in the hellfire? What is their answer? Qalu lam nakum min al-musallin, wa lam nakum nud'imu al-miskin, wa kunna nakhudu ma'al khaidin. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينِ. That's how they answer. They say, we were not praying salah. We were not feeding the poor people. And just we were talking nonsense all the time, indulging in vain with those who just talk in a very wrong way. And we were disbelieving Day of Judgment. Until the death came to us. That's why we are in hellfire. That's how they answer. So inshallah, I will stop here. Mawlana Yusuf is requesting your dua. His daughter is in a critical state. She has got accident and she's in hospital. She's very sick. Let's make dua. May Allah Ta'ala give her shifa kamil. Allahumma shfiha. Allahumma shfiha. اللهم انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاك, اللهم اشفي شفاء لا يقدر سقما. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give help all the Muslims who are in hospitals, who are sick in their houses. Yes, everyone is having some kind of health problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa and maghfira as well. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.